Hello, this is Ellie Drake. Today's show is about getting to the next level. How do you get to the next level? What is the most important aspect of getting to the next level? I want to share with you what I believe to be the most important dynamic in getting to the next level. It is called transition. What is transition? How is it going to assist you to get to the next level? So often in life, we don't realize that in order for us to get to the next level, we must cooperate with transition. We must realize that currently we are manifesting things in our life that have to do with the thoughts that we had in the past. We must realize that everything that's going on within our financial aspect of our life, our health aspect, or many other aspects of our life have to do with the things that we thought about them. They have to do with the thoughts and the feelings that we had about those particular things in our life. And therefore, we are now manifesting exactly what we thought about 6 months ago, a year ago, 2 years ago. So the period of transition means that although I have changed my thoughts and feelings, I have committed and now have certainty about what I want to do, but I must give myself the time that I require in order for me to be able to go through this period of transition and now have new manifestations in my life. Years ago, I remember sitting on my couch and thinking, how come I'm not at the next level in my life? I've made a decision to be financially more stable. I've made a decision to be healthier. How come I'm not seeing the results right now? Not realizing that so often we cannot project our expectations into our commitments. We have to realize that we have to go through this period of transition so that our current thoughts and feelings can now manifest things within our lives within the next 6 months, 12 months, and 24 months. So what is the one gem or the one pearl that is the essence of transition? It is called patience. So often we lose our patience. And you know that impatience is probably one of the most important emotional blocks that get in our way, that gets in our way, and we don't realize it. We don't realize that because we have lost our patience and we are now impatient, that we're actually not cooperating with the period of transition. I remember sitting on my couch once again and going, how come I'm not at the financial level that I want to be? I've made that commitment to be financially free. Not realizing that the lack thoughts and the lack feelings that I had a year prior to that is the reason why I had manifested my challenges. We resist the period of transition, not realizing that the period of transition helps us build our character. It gives us our story. Why are we resisting the absolute essence of life? The absolute essence of life is growing. It is changing. It is getting to the next level. So often we don't realize the difference between fate and destiny. We may be going through a tunnel in our life, and it might be dark right now. We have to realize, though, it is not the eyesight. It is the vision that we must pay attention to. That the light will be there at the end of the tunnel as long as we cooperate with our period of transition. We don't realize that we must listen to our intuition. That when we listen to our intuition, we start listening to the voices in our heart and get away from the noises in our head. When you listen to the voices in your heart, and the voices in your heart become bigger than the noises in your head, that is when you master your life. When you start allowing yourself to disassociate from your past thoughts and feelings, to start committing to new thoughts and new feelings in the moment, that is when you start changing your life. You have to realize that when you allow yourself to go through this period of transition, when you allow yourself to soar, your passion, your inspiration, who you are within strengthens. And therefore, you can go forward regardless of the challenges, fate, the eyesight, and you can go on and manifest your destiny because you now have vision. So what is it that you want to manifest in your life? Is it better health? Is it better relationships? Is it better financial stability and financial freedom? Is it more time freedom? What is it that you'd like to manifest in your life? What is your next level? So you must first realize what your next level is. After realizing what your next level is, then you must realize what is it, or what are the thoughts and feelings that basically allowed you to get to where you are right now. You must realize what your blocks are. You must realize what your filters are. You must realize what the resistance is. And so often people want to block the resistance. They want to just fight with it. But I want to encourage you to embrace your resistance, to embrace your blocks, because that means you will be cooperating with your transition. That means that you'll be listening to the voices in your heart. That means that you'll be strengthening your purpose. That means that the fear of falling will become insignificant and the thrill of soaring will become significant. But you must first embrace your challenges. When I had my financial challenges and I was wondering why I wasn't getting to the next level, I had not yet learned the lesson. I was resisting the bills, the challenges that came with it, instead of understanding that, you know what, I must cooperate with this period of transition. What is my lesson here? And you know that I have learned that if you do not learn the lesson will become bigger and bigger. That in order for us to go to the next level, we must learn our lessons. And my lesson was that, you know, I have these financial challenges right now so that I can learn how to be more financially wise, so that I can learn how to basically deal with the financial abundance that will be coming my way. That the lesson that I have learned right now is a very small price, and that this lesson will assist me to no longer make this lesson, to no longer make this mistake, especially if I'm coachable, especially if I cooperate with my own transition. So often we don't want to make mistakes. Why not? It is not the mistakes. It is that we have to allow ourselves to learn from our mistakes. It is not the failures. It is that we must understand that the failures cannot become our identity, that we must cooperate with our period of transition, that we must learn from the mistakes and we must learn from the failures. It is not that we're going to get to a point where we will no longer make any mistakes. It is that we are going to change our mindset, and the mindset with which we will look at our mistakes and challenges will be different. So at our second 5,000 mistakes, we will have a master's mindset rather than a beginner's mindset. So what are some of your challenges? Are you embracing them? Because your challenges are a part of you. Your challenges are a part of your story. Your challenges are here to be your teachers. Your challenges are here to help you with your essence, and your challenges are here to assist you to grow, build your story, and create your character. Are you embracing your challenges, or are you resisting them? Are you learning the lesson, or are you making the lesson become bigger and bigger? Are you cooperating with your challenges? Are you cooperating with your transition? So what are some of your challenges? Are you the type of person that goes to sleep at night thinking, why me? Why do I have this challenge? God, please take it away. Or are you the type of person that goes to sleep at night saying, thank you for my challenges. Assist me to be wiser. Assist me to have more strength so that I can go on transitioning. I can go on cooperating with my transition. I can go on learning this lesson so I can go on to my next lesson. So it is not the number of failures. It is not the number of challenge. It is the mindset that you have. It is how you look at them. Are you a victim or are you a victor? And if it is that you've been a victim in your life so far, you can change that. You may not be able to change everything in your life immediately because there is a period of transition, but you can change the direction of your life immediately. I want you to close your eyes for a second. I want you to imagine an image of yourself while you're listening to my voice with your eyes closed. You're either seated or you're standing. It doesn't matter where you are. Now I want you to open your eyes. What did you see? Were you sitting or were you standing? This is a subconscious exercise that will assist you to realize that most people are actually looking outside of who they are. Now, whether you were sitting or standing, that does not matter. I want you to now go deeper and see whether you were looking at yourself or you were looking away from yourself. Most people cannot remember, or they were looking away from themselves. In either case, this subconscious exercise shows you that you want to change things in your life, but you're looking outside of who you are. The key is inside. That is how you open the door. If you want to change things in your life, if you would like to get to the next level, you must change the direction that you are looking. So it is not that you can change everything in your life because there is a period of, yes, that's right, transition. But you can change the direction of your life immediately. You can start looking within. You can start understanding that there is a lesson to be learned. And you can start realizing that when you learn this lesson, then you can go on to the next lesson. Life is a journey. It is not about this immediate success. It is about the lessons that we learn. And as long as we learn our lessons, as long as we realize that we must cooperate with our transition, then that step is our own life's destination. That is success. That is true fulfillment. So encourage yourself. Make a commitment to be the type of person that looks for the good in everything. I want you to go around in your life realizing that, you know what, I was looking at this challenge and I was becoming a victim of this, but now, today, right now, I will change that mindset. I will look at this challenge. I will say, what is the lesson that this challenge is here to teach me? I will embrace that lesson. I will embrace that lesson. I will make a commitment to cooperate my transition, and I will go on. I will go on being in a state that I call surrendered action. Surrendered action. What does that mean? If you are cooperating with your transition, you can take a step forward, letting go of everything else, letting go of your own expectations. Understanding that I'm doing the best that I can, I will embrace my challenges, I will learn the lesson, this is making me stronger, yet I will let go of my expectations. I will let go of when I think my financial situation has to change. I will say, I'm doing my best. My commitment is to change my financial situation. Today, I will take the action steps that will assist me to change my financial situation. However, I understand that there is something that's called the period of transition, that I might have to allow myself to learn the lesson when it comes to this for another 6 months or a year. But I have patience. I have high intentions. I am now in a state of surrendered action, and I understand that I can go forward cooperating with my transition and getting to the next level. Have you ever been in a place where you say, wow, you know, I'm manifesting some things in my life right now. I'm in a relationship that I want. I'm in a financial state that I wanted to be always. I'm in a place of being healthy and more vibrant, yet the things that I'm manifesting in my life are the positive things that I thought about 10 years ago. Because there is a period of transition. So write it down. As a matter of fact, I want to encourage you to take a journal and have the topic of this journal be the things that I have now surrendered, the things that I have now, the concepts and principles that I have surrendered to, the things that I let go of. And you know that I started this journal years ago, and every day I would write in it things that were out of my control, and I would let go of them. I would add to it. And it started being really big, the things that I had to let go. Maybe 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 100 sometimes in a day or so. The things that I felt like I had to let go of because they were getting in my way. But the more you commit to letting go, the smaller the list will become. And so one day, I realized that on my list, I only had two or three things that I had to let go of. And then that was when I realized that as my surrender list got smaller and smaller, my gratitude list got bigger and bigger. So when you let go, when you embrace your challenges, when you understand that letting go is absolutely an art, you understand that taking action, being in a state of surrender, cooperating with your transition, embracing your unique story is an art. When you truly understand that, then you will start generating an energy of gratitude in your life. You'll start looking at everything and you'll see the good within that. You'll start looking at the chaos in your life and you'll find the divine order within the chaos in your life. And when you have that type of mindset, then you have a lot of gratitude. The interesting thing is, as you cooperate with your transition, as you increase your level of gratitude, your level of certainty changes. Your level of inspiration raises. Your passion strengthens. Because now you have the attitude of gratitude versus so many of us, and I've been there in the past, looking at our challenges and becoming a victim of them. And you know that every time you wrestle with your challenges, every time you fight with your challenges, they actually become stronger. Because we have our challenges so that we can understand that we are bigger than them. So that we can understand that we are more significant than our challenges. We can start embracing our challenges and we can start allowing ourselves to get to the next level with cooperating with our transition. When you do that, you will have an attitude of gratitude every day of your life. When you have an attitude of gratitude, you create within yourself an energy of abundance because gratitude means abundance. When you have an attitude of gratitude, you will create within yourself an energy that is significant, that is full, that is complete, that is abundant. And therefore, your energy, your mindset, will become a whole lot more significant than the energy of your challenges. Now, the great thing about this is, when your energy, when your certainty, when your passion, when your gratitude raises, when you come from that energy of abundance because you're now cooperating with your transition, you will attract situations to yourself. You will attract people to yourself. You will attract circumstances to your life that will assist you to fulfill the abundance that you already have within. So you see, my friends, true abundance does not have anything to do with the amount of money you have in your bank account. True abundance does not have to do with the level that you have at your job. True abundance does not have anything to do with how you look. True abundance has to do with the energy that's within you that is either working for you or is working against you. And if your energy is working against you, that is your lesson. That you are not cooperating with your transition. When you do not cooperate with your transition, you do not come from abundance within. You come from lack within. And the energy of lack, the energy of need, will actually assist you to attract people, circumstance, and situations so that you can fulfill the energy of lack by having more lack, more things that you need, by being more frustrated and by basically not being in a place where you can cooperate with your transition. So often people say, I don't want to talk about that. I don't want to talk about what's going on in my life. That's okay if you don't want to talk about it. It's not the talking about it that counts. It is how you feel about it that's important. You may not talk about the challenges that you have in your life right now, but what is it? How is it that you feel about them? It is not what you say, it is how you feel about the things that are going on in your life. And how you feel depends on this. Are you cooperating with your challenges or are you resisting your challenges? Are you embracing your circumstances or are you becoming a victim of your circumstances? Are you cooperating with your transition, Do you understand that your transition, your challenges, and your circumstances are here to assist you with your character, to assist you with your story? Or are you complaining about your challenges? Do you have an attitude of gratitude? Are you in the state of surrendered action? Or are you resisting and holding on to everything that's happening in your life? Because when you let go, you have that attitude of gratitude, you are not emotionally congested. But if you hold on to everything, you are emotionally congested. When you are emotionally congested, you are tired physically. When you're tired physically, you're not taking action. When you do not take action, you blame yourself. When you blame yourself, your lesson becomes bigger. And when you do not cooperate with your transition, you do not learn your lesson. I want to encourage you to create an attitude that will assist you to cooperate with your transition, knowing that everything that's happening in your life right now is happening for a bigger reason. And when you truly start looking within, you'll know that it is happening to assist you to get to the next level. This is Ellie Drake, and this show has been about getting to the next level. Thanks for watching. Hello, this is Ellie Drake. Today's show is about getting to the next level in your life. Are you ready to continue to get to the next level in your life? On this segment, I would like to share with you tools and techniques that can assist you to get to the next level in your life. Today, we'll be talking about communicating and connecting. Do you know the art of communicating effectively? Do you know the art of connecting? Are you aware of the difference between connecting